Next, the Drex Radio Show. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Sorry, I feel like you've been very confused about our show. I feel so bad.
I feel so socially accepted.
I feel awful.
I feel like someone set me on fire.
I feel like a fat princess.
I feel like one of the Kennedys.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Strap yourselves in because here we go on KGO 810. The Drex Radio Show is happening. And no, I don't want to be on 101 headed towards Treasure Island. That's for damn sure. Oh my God, I have to tell you. So, you know, today I'm still trying to figure things out. And if I want to come to the station, I'm coming from the airport area until I find a place to live. Boy, that's a nightmare too. But as I'm learning the lay and the land of San Francisco once again, just getting in here from the airport area, taking an hour, I'm just blown away by that. So I'm getting stressed out. And so short periods of stress, and this is funny, I'll start the show with this, is like making deadlines at work or being stuck in traffic. This will make you feel better if you're listening to me right now. Can actually help you create new brain cells. So I'm happy with this. The Suffragette City is wonderful for me because I'm creating all these new brain cells. If you thought you can't create new brain cells, well, that's partly true. Most of them are made before you're born. But you know, today I found this recent study that found that a part of your brain associated with memories, learning, and emotions does keep making new brain cells, even as an adult, especially when you're stressed out. I guess you shouldn't be stressed if you're stuck in the traffic. You've got nowhere to go, so come on in. Okay, as I mentioned earlier on tonight's show, we'll talk about the Cub Scouts on a nude beach in La Jolla, Boya. That's crazy. And of course, we're going to hit the measles with Give Her the Shot. And the wage gap, what is going on? I mean, I know things are nutty wacky in Silicon Valley, but $35,000 is the difference between men and women? Wow. That's pretty heavy. Talk about discrimination. And then Mila Kunis. She was in the 70s show and does She's Meg on The Family Guy. And apparently, I don't know whether she's married to Ashton Kutcher or not. I don't know. They're back and forth on that. But nonetheless, they had a baby. And she said she would stand by her baby even if the baby murdered someone in cold blood. Red drum. I mean, she was serious. I'll play it for you coming up. Would you stand by your child if they killed someone in cold blood? That's a tough one. And apparently, allegedly, maybe perhaps Matthew McConaughey. That's right. Chill out. His side business may be point and shoot, lock and load. And this is a mess. We'll hit that. And if you're Catholic, keep yourself heterosexual and keep your hands to yourself. I mean, not to yourself. Actually, in your pockets. Don't even touch yourself. Talk about a mess. And then, of course, the late night, late show wrap up right here on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. And I want to start tonight with, I am really blown away with the whole mess here with the Archdiocese of San Francisco. And we just talked about it in the news. And shock and outrage. I am too. What is going on? I mean, so the Archdiocese of San Francisco is adding all these statements to the handbook and that are going to be handed out to all the high schools and to the staff, and they propose all these new clauses. And the Archbishop Salvador Corleone said, you know, this is a statement of the high schools of the Archdiocese of San Francisco regarding the teachings and practices of the Catholic Church. And I don't know. This seems nutty wacky to me, but because I really thought that I'm not Catholic, mind you, but I will tell you this. I pay attention to what's going on in the Catholic Church, and I thought that Pope Francis was all about inclusion, and I'm really digging this dude, and I'm liking this guy, and I was liking the message that's coming across. Turns out we've got, as somebody mentioned in the news, the worst language in the country going on here. And this is going to be introduced into the 2015-2016 school year. And they're throwing this down. And this is absolutely one of these hot topics that you got to talk about. And it's all about imposing what amounts to a pure anti-LGBT purity test, I think. I mean, so he's saying that all extramarital sexual relationships are gravely evil, including adultery. Okay. Masturbation? Really? Fornication, the viewing of pornography, and homosexual relations. In San Francisco? Wow. Here's the number. I mean, if you're blown away like I am on this, again, I'm not Catholic, but I kind of watch out of the corner of my eye all the time what's going on at the Catholic Church. 80-80-810. Where do you stand on this? Are you with the Archdiocese and the Archbishop of San Francisco wanting this included to throw it down? I mean, you know, to the teachers and all the high school students. You don't have to be Catholic to have an opinion on this. Because I sure do. I do find it to be really outrageous. If you missed the story, again, here's the number, 80-80-810. I mean, I understand part of it. And he's saying, you know, it's just a clarification. But that's not how it's being taken all across the country. This is like breaking news nationally. It is a big deal. It's a big deal. I mean, we're supposed to be all inclusive here in San Francisco, and we're not. 80-80-810 is the number. Call me with your opinion, because if you missed the story from the KGO newsroom, let's get an update. I mean, let's hear a piece on this.
The document, a new policy, applies to faculty and staff at four Catholic high schools under the diocese, including Reardon and Sacred Heart in San Francisco, and states sex outside of marriage, homosexual sex, viewing pornography, and masturbation are, quote, gravely evil.
This language is in opposition to the public expressions of the Pope.
Elizabeth Melendez Rivera is the director of Latino and Catholic Initiatives at the Human Rights Campaign. She, along with members of the community, reacting with
shock and anger that somebody will fall so far away from the message of inclusion that has been emerging from the Catholic Church.
A spokesperson from the Archdiocese of Catholic Schools says the policy holds to the truth as revealed by God. The conservative Archbishop Cordiglione was a strong advocate for Prop 8, the ban on same-sex marriage. In San Francisco, I'm Scott Letiri, KGO 810.
Sounds like he's in the wrong city, doesn't it? I'm new here. I mean, I'm coming back home. I've just been away for a long, long time. But wow, I'm really blown away. I mean, I get the extramarital sexual relationships, and I get they're gravely evil, and I get the adultery. I don't get the masturbation. I'm going to be honest with you. Fornication, viewing of pornography. I mean, just the masturbation alone. Are you telling me that no Catholics masturbate? Really? And then, you know, this anti-homosexual, anti-gay thing? That I'm sorry. That's not church. That's not God. That's haterade. That's where my head's at, man. 80-80-810. Please call me. If you're on hold, I'm going to talk to you because this is not the San Francisco I thought I was coming home to hear that kind of garbage. 80-80-810. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. And right now, let's go to Lee Graham with...
For network use rules and other restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store materials for details.
Resch, live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Oh, my God, apparently not. Not in San Francisco. You're going to hell in a handbasket, according to the Archdiocese of San Francisco. I mean, that's what it seems. I mean, I'm not trying to blow this out of proportion. I'm just reading it as the news says, and I don't mean to insult or be out of line, but I'm not Catholic, and I have to tell you, there are times in my life when I wished and I thought about converting to Catholicism, but it's for these reasons are the reasons I don't. You know, when you're laying down these policies that it's not inclusion, it's separation, I think. And of course, you know, they have the right to do whatever they want. But, you know, I get the all extramarital sexual relationships are gravely evil. All right. That, including adultery, bad. Okay, masturbation. What? I don't get that one. And the viewing of pornography, or the, you know, no homosexuality. wow, I mean, you know, Pope Francis was going wide with this and really was, I think, inclusion is the correct word. We got a lot of people that want to talk about it, so I'll stop yapping and let's go to the phones here. We will start with Mike. Mike, you're on the Drex Radio Show.
Oh, hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for the topic. I just don't know whether to laugh or cry when I think of the Catholic Church passing down these, you know, something. The Catholic Church, look inside them and what they've done. Look at their priests. Look at the hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of their priests, okay, who passed their word along over hundreds of years. And the hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions, that they've had to pay out in lawsuits. Why? Because their priests rape little boys. Let's just say it like it is. I'm sorry if I offend anybody. It doesn't happen, I don't think, in any other religion. They're the richest, most incredible. I mean, they can fight off these lawsuits. They can pay hundreds of
Well, I think
billions.
Hold on a second, Mike. I think that does happen in other religions, but, you know, it's...
Okay, maybe it does. But you know something? Passing down this dogma, people believing it, people, you know...
I don't believe they do. I agree with you on that.
Well, a lot of people seem to follow him all over the world and seem to think that, you know, the word of God and just everything he says is just so beautiful. And
but this is lobby. Not this is not coming out of Pope Francis. This is coming out of the Archdiocese of San Francisco.
Okay.
So,
well, it's the wrong place to do it. But anyway.
Of all places to do it, right? Yes. I am. I'm blown away by it, literally.
Thanks for bringing up this topic. I mean, there's a lot of hypocrisy in this whole thing, as far as I'm concerned, and people just need to really take a look at that. But
okay,
you know.
Well, thank you, and I do appreciate you listening. Have a good night. All right, let's go to Jane in San Francisco. By the way, the number is 80-8810. If you have an opinion, we'd certainly like to hear it. Because I do. Jane, good evening. Jane, you there?
Jane, yes, I'm Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Okay, starters, I think the Catholic Church has a death wish. I am a practicing Catholic. I go to Mass every Sunday. I often go midweek. I have two children. One is very devout. The other is not. And for the very reason that they are so hypocritical, for God's sake. Okay, at my church, which is St. Charles in San Carlos, I know very few families who have more than two children. How the heck did they pull that off without
right.
birth control?
Yeah,
don't
well,
tell me they're old.
Hey, I have to tell you, this was not in this statement today, at least from, you know, the sources that I'm gathering with the KGO newsroom here. There was nothing in there about birth control.
I know, I agree with you. However, that is a very big issue that this Archbishop came out with. And there's this crazy nutcase guy who goes around to all the parishes handing out stuff and says it's authorized by the Archbishop that if you are practicing birth control, it is a mortal sin. You're going to burn in hell just like that, as if you murdered someone.
Right.
Be that as it may, there are a lot of wonderful Catholic families that have children who are gay. God made them that way. So
yes, he did.
Well, what the hell is this all about? Anyway, this man does not belong here. I mean, we are obviously a progressive area, and it's just insanity to have him spouting out. He came to our parish a couple weeks ago to do confirmation, and it was like, I wanted to be sick because I thought, here he comes up in his gold and fancy vestments. Well, I get it, it's all this Renaissance showbiz stuff, and
All right, Jane, we got the message, Jane. Thank you. You know, I'm all about the fancy outfits, too. I'm all about the, the pomp and the circumcision. Oh, pardon me. But on the other side of it, yeah, some of it's just absurd, including the masturbation and this, that, and the other. And, we do have some people here that find it refreshing. Okay, well, there are many different opinions, so let's have them. 80-80-810 is the number. 80-80-810. Call me now, and we'll chat about it. If you're on hold, just hang there for a second, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KG.
License 245-291.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Good Good evening, everybody. It is 7:28. Oh, don't touch yourselves. That's a no-go. You're not allowed to do that in San Francisco. Come on, man. You gotta be kidding. Wow. Okay. Let's go back to the phone calls. We're talking about, if you're just joining us, the Archdiocese of San Francisco adding all these statements and, you know, of the Catholics, how they're to be taught in high schools. And this will be instituted into the handbook again, and a statement to all the teachers and the teachings and the practices and to the students. And really, these, according to the Archdiocese, you know, they say this doesn't really contain anything essentially new. Rather, they're just meant to clarify all the stuff that's always been there. And these are, and always have been, existing expectations for Catholic teachers in the professional and public life, and that includes all the students. And that includes all Catholics. All extramarital relationships are gravely evil, including adultery, masturbation, fornication, the viewing of pornography, and homosexual relations. Here we go with that again. And let's go to the phones. Thank you for holding. Everybody, here's the number 80-80-810. Everybody's got an ass opinion, so let's have one. Let's go to Carrie. Here we go. Hi, Carrie. Thank you for holding.
Hi. Thanks. Okay, so bear with me. I was raised Catholic. I taught religion in my 20s. I am no longer Catholic by theology. I left the church when I was in my late 20s. But, you know, I think really what this comes down to is it's so heartbreaking because it's like, there are people in the world just trying to live, right? And everybody knows that your sexuality is just a part of who you are. You choose it, you express it, hopefully in a respectful, sacred way that works for you and the other person so that you're not hurting another person. But the Bible itself was written by men. The New Testament, Mark, John, Luke, and whatever, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, again, written by men. Okay, nowhere in there does Jesus say anything about homosexuality. That's Old Testament stuff. So is an eye for an eye. I don't think God said that. Okay, the only thing that they basically assert God did was put those Ten Commandments down, and Moses picked those things up. Whether that happened or not, we don't know. It's good advice, you know. Don't trust the neighbor's wife and all that.
For sure.
Here's the bottom line: human beings have enough problem getting through their day. You know, without shame, without an imposter complex or whatever. If someone is homosexual or straight, who cares? It's just a part of the expression of their own humanity. And I think it comes down to, and I'm not trashing the Catholic dogma. I think whatever someone's religion wants to be, my invitation for all humanity, including the head of the Archdiocese of San Francisco, is to begin to question for yourself what you know in your heart is right. And so this whole shaming and calling people inherently evil, really? Even bringing up, having an affair, you know, whatever. Yeah, maybe there's a lack of integrity there. Maybe there's a character issue there. Or maybe there was a reason and maybe there's a lesson. The bottom line is that religion and spirituality are two different things. Saying you're Christian, that's a verb. That's an action word. So going around and barking judgment and hurting other people and causing them to feel, you know, worse about themselves and calling them an abomination or whatever, that in and of itself, that is not Christian. Christianity is an action. It's not a label. It's not what you. It's not something you just call yourself and slap a label on there. It's a behavior.
Well, I get your point. And you know, one of the most disappointing things I think are there are so many people like me out there who are not part of the Catholic Church but still pay attention, and it just sparks all of this debate in my head. It's like, oh, here we go backwards again. And I have to tell you, even with non-Catholics, there's a reflection, and people suck this down, and they breathe it, and it's very toxic, I think. All right, thank you very much for the call.
10.
We're taking you to church. We're taking you to school. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, 7:37 now. And so today the Archdiocese of San Francisco, and there's a lot of shock and outrage about this, came out with adding detailed statements of the Catholic teaching on sexual morality and religious practices. And this is going to all, this is a statement for all of the high schools. And it's becoming a national story. It's just like blowing up across the country because, you know, when you think of San Francisco, you think of, well, we're going to be a little more open-minded. And by the way, Pope Francis has been talking about inclusion for a long time now, you know. And I'm all about Pope Francis. I'm just shocked at some of this going on, especially the anti-gay things. And really, the anti-gay thing is what's just so shocking to me. But, yeah, I understand this includes the belief that all extramarital sexual relationships are that you shouldn't do it. It's, you know, but gravely evil. OK, got it. Including adultery. But, you know, masturbation, fornication, don't watch pornography and. This anti-gay stuff seems over the top to me. 80-80-810. Coming up, we're going to lighten things up with Mila Kunis and Matthew McConaughey and some showbiz nonsense, including The Bachelor. But first, 80-80-810 is the number. Let's go to Kate. Kate, thanks for holding. Go ahead. You're on 80-80. Go ahead. Kate,
hey.
Yes, it's time to talk to you. Good evening.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I couldn't tell because I was pulled over. So I think that what's going on between the Archdiocese and the Pope is that the Pope really understands that in order to survive, you have to adapt, and he's appealing to the masses.
Yes, I totally
agree. And San Francisco Archdiocese, being in the heart of what is really a very inclusive city, is pulling an extreme reaction in the opposite direction to both the Pope and the city.
I would say so. Yes. I mean, when I heard this today, I was like, holy potatoes, this is really strange.
Yeah. I've been really impressed with this Pope, and it takes a lot for a Pope to impress me.
Are you Catholic?
I'm not Catholic.
Right, you're like me.
And I'm a lesbian, so, you know, the Catholic Church has not been my friend.
And that's a shame because, you know, I mean, a lot of people like myself, we might want to be Catholic, and there would be more Catholics if we didn't get some of this nutty wacky.
Well, and not to offend any Catholics, but there's an awful lot of ex-Catholic nuns and priests out there in the gay community.
Well, sure. I mean, I just think that's the way, you know, humanity in general is. And I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. And I appreciate you pulling over. Let's move on to Zach from San Jose. Thank you for calling the Drex Radio Show. Good evening.
Hi. I just have a couple of comments. First, my grandparents were Catholic, and as a kid, I went to the church, and actually in San Francisco with them. I spent a couple of years in a Christian high school, so I'm no stranger to religion. This particular arch, whatever he wants to call himself,
Archdiocese,
must be feeling irrelevant or something that's needy, because this list is just shocking. But I guess if you need his attention, you would write a list like this. And religion, really, when you start thinking about it, is responsible for more death and misery than pretty much anything else.
Oh my God! All we have to do is look around the world with you know, what's going on with ISIS and the insanity of, you know, the Burning Man stuff and stuff like this. It's just it's really scary, and that's, I think that's why people who are not Catholic are they themselves are outraged by this tonight and today, and will continue to be, especially living here. We want to be peaceful, and we which is I don't know about you, but I just want to mind my own business. And it's all about love. I mean, peace and love.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to sound cliche about that, but I mean, that's really where I'm at, peace and love. I thought that's what we were about here.
I'm 100% with you on that. Just be a decent human being, be kind to your neighbor, and try to help out humanity, and you don't need to go to church on Sunday and repent and give someone $10 or 10% or whatever you have to do.
Thank you. Don't
be an asshole. And you don't need religion.
Thank you very much for the call. And he's right about, you know, let's just all be good human beings. Can't we just be kind to each other and not be so judgmental? That's where I'm at. I mean, come on. And everybody does watch what the Catholic Church does. I mean, you might not. I mean, you might say, well, no, the heck with it. It's not my problem. I'm not having any of it. But I really do think that, you know, when you spew these kind of things out and you nail it down and you have, you know, this podium, which is a very, very big, I don't think there is a bigger podium, and you're talking this, the exclusions. It's really, you know, it's just not a good thing. And let me see here. Let's go to, I'll take one more call on this, and then we're going to lighten things up a little bit. David in Concord, you're on the Drex Radio Show.
Yes. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, thank you. Go ahead.
Good. To be honest with you, I'm extremely frustrated with it. And I'm an alma mater from an all-boys Catholic school out here in Concord. I had a lot of faith in the Catholic Church for some time. I then drifted away from it for a little bit with the issue that they had around the molestation of the children. I then began coming back in with the Pope. Long story short is my son was going to be a freshman next year going to the same high school that I attended. That's my alma mater, and as of today, I actually pulled him out.
Wow. Well, that's very strong. Whoa.
Yes. Yes. This is. I'm only going to give them the two strikes. Let's put it that way. I strongly disagreed when I felt like the molestation of the children was covered up. And, you know, I was taught growing up with my aunt, even being a nun, that, you know, the Catholic Church was all about forgiveness and acceptance. And I haven't seen that in the last now 16 or 17 plus years. And this is just one more nail that's one too many. And I'm hoping that other people take a look at opting out and looking for other, if nothing else, other places spiritually to find some type of connectedness, because this is the last thing we need right now in this day and age.
All right, David, thank you very much. That is as strong as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. So his, wow, child will not be attending Catholic school because of the shock and the outrage coming out of the Archdiocese today. And you will continue to hear about this, trust me, as things develop over the next couple days, as this all unfolds in the national arena. Look out for the fireworks. Okay, let's take a break, and we'll be back, and we will lighten things up. And including tonight, we've got to get to Matthew McConaughey, what's going on with that, and the wage gap down in Silicon Valley. I mean, you know, I know it's big, but it's out of control, man. I mean, it really is. And also the late night, late show wrap-up. As I've mentioned, we've got to have that. Can't do it without it. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Let's check in with Lee Graham with traffic.
Thank you, Drex. In Palo Alto, still dealing with a pretty bad accident on southbound 101. It's before San Antonio Road. Three vehicles involved in this. As far as I understand, still only the left lane is able to get by.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Oh, my. And thank you for joining me. It's 749, and coming up in the next hour, we'll go to Bill Burr, and we've got to talk about the wage gap that's going on in the Gay Area, and we will get to that. Okay, so here, on a lighter note here, I played this last night during the late night, late show wrap-up, Jimmy Kimmel with the Bachelor clip with the woman who was thinking that New Mexico is another country. Check this out.
One of the things The Bachelor is famous for is the exotic places they visit. They've been to Switzerland, Thailand, New Zealand. But this season, so far this season, they've been to Iowa and New Mexico. And no one was more excited about seeing New Mexico than a young lady named Megan.
I've never been to Santa Fe. I've never been to New Mexico, but I hear it's beautiful. It's like a beach resort place. I think that New Mexico is definitely going to be a culture shock from what I'm used to. You know, the hats, sombreros that everyone wears in Mexico. I don't know if they wear that in New Mexico. I'm so excited. I've never been out of the country.
Go have it.
And turns out that Santa Fe is pretty pissed about the whole thing. It's just not about Megan. It's about the Bachelor show itself. Check this out. So the city of Santa Fe, Megan, it's in the United States. It's in the middle of the desert. You need to go over to Sedona. So the city of Santa Fe paid $50,000 to bring the Bachelor into Monday night's episode. But everybody's making fun of Megan. But hold on a second. Did anybody notice who watches The Bachelor? And I know a lot of ladies that do. Did you notice that on the screen they misspelled the city of Santa Fe? They blew it. You know, but the show actually screwed up the name spelling Santa Fe. They put it S-A-N-T-E. And a city councilman says they couldn't get it right. They could have read it off, the check that we sent them from the city of Santa Fe. It's not S-A-N-T-E. It's Santa. S-A-N-T-A. Nutty wacky. It certainly is. Just, okay, well, I don't know. What more can you say about Megan? I always run to the other room and go to the Celebrity Apprentice. That's more fun for me than The Bachelor. But nonetheless, let's get to Mila Kunis. Now, Mila Kunis, she's with Ashton Kutcher, and she won't admit that they're married. And they don't have nannies yet, but yesterday on Ellen DeGeneres' show, Ellen tried to get Mila to admit that she and Ashton are married. She avoided the question. She said they didn't have a nanny yet. And she says, when I go back to work full time and I have 17-hour work days, I'm going to need somebody to come and help me because I can't do both. But anyway, that's not really what, we're going to get to. I mean, here's a short clip of that.
It's my duty. I'm your friend, but it's my duty as a talk show host to ask you the question if you're married, because he posted this.
Yeah.
So it means something, I would think.
Well, you can ask that question.
It says the Kutchers, so yeah. It sounds like you're married. I'm going to say yes.
I don't know.
I'm going to say yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. Well, we could just be a plural. Like, my daughter has his last name.
Exactly.
Legally.
Yes.
So thus, there's multiple Kutchers.
Right.
He has a brother.
Why would it be such a secret if you're married? Why are you still trying to stay on the market for the men that think you're, like if there are guys out there, and he's sexy too. So I see. It's a whole professional
thing. You got it figured out, Alex.
I got it figured out.
You got it. You're on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you're married. Okay. So,
Okay, but here's the real controversy. Mila also revealed that her daughter, Wyatt, was 9.5 pounds at birth, and so she never fit in newborn clothes, at least for now, so she doesn't have a nanny. No big deal. But this is what really is getting all the buzz today. This is how much she says she loves her kid. Now, everybody loves their kid, but do you love them this much?
Is there anything that's a surprise to you?
Yeah. Well, it's not so much surprising, I guess, but... So you think you know love, and I know people say this all the time, but the truest meaning of unconditional love is my child. I thought I loved Ashton. I thought I loved my parents, my dogs. Like, I was like, I know love. It's such a different aspect of it. It's not like it's greater or lesser. It's just in a whole other field. And if she murdered somebody in cold blood, I would love her. Like, I would be like, that's okay. But it's true. It's so weird. But when she was born, I was like, this is the most, like, incredible thing that's ever happened.
Now, she said if her daughter killed somebody in cold blood, she would forgive her daughter. Nellie, my producer, pregnant with her second child. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you? I mean, wow. You stand by your kid even if they commit cold-blooded murder?
There are greater sins for my son to commit than cold-blooded murder, Messing up my clean laundry is definitely one of them. I would stand by him, though. Cold blood murder, I'd be in the courtroom.
Really? Seriously?
Absolutely.
Cold blooded murder?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that most parents would go there.
So you don't think... Okay. Well, I don't have any children. So I really, would you stand by your child if they killed someone in cold blood? 80-80-810. I don't know if we'll have many people that want to talk about that, but I'm interested in it if you have something to say about it. Really? So, cold-blooded murder.
It's your kid. I wouldn't say, oh, good job on that murder there, bud, but certainly you support them and love them no matter what.
I know, but isn't there a line? I mean, murder,
I don't
really know that they were guilty. It was questionable. I could see you throwing support out there for your son or your daughter, but murder, if they were, it was actually, you knew in your mind for sure, 100% sure
that they did it. I would be absolutely heartbroken, but I would have never stopped loving my child or
Well, I don't think you would. Of course, you can't break the bond. You would never, like, I hate you, but you would have to, wouldn't you have to say, look, you know, you murdered someone. You have to go to jail. And I'm sorry, but those are the rules.
I mean, yeah, but I don't think that Mila Kunis was saying she wouldn't, you know, think that. I think that you would expect that would happen.
Here's why I got into this today, because you, who are pregnant right now with your second child, congratulations.
Thank you.
You were so vehement about this that you would stand by.
I would stand by him. I would go to court and be on his side, and I would. You know, I don't know. You got to meet my kid. He's really nice. He won't murder anybody. It's easy for me to say this.
Okay. Well, we have some people that want to talk about it. 80-80-810. Give me a call. Would you really stand by your child? All right. We'll be back. 80-80-810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.